From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A nationwide ceasefire is in effect in Syria. A complicated plan worked out last week by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry met with reporters Monday in Washington and called on all warring factions to give the truce a chance.
I reiterate my call to all parties to observe the cessation of hostilities. This is an opportunity for Syria, an opportunity for all of the people who have been under siege, and it's an opportunity for a political, diplomatic process under the auspices of the United Nations to take the plan that Staffan de Mistura has developed and begin to work and see if it is possible to have a diplomatic and political solution.
The agreement is aimed at allowing humanitarian aid into the besieged and divided city of Aleppo. Eventual joint U.S.-Russian cooperation in targeting jihadist groups like Islamic State, and hope for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. Western powers Monday called on forces loyal to Eastern Libyan Commander General Khalifa Haftar to withdraw from key oil terminals seized over the weekend. The U.S. was joined by Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain in condemning the capture of at least two of four contested oil ports. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu is to be sworn in Tuesday after a delay following a court challenge to his August 11th election victory by rival Hakainde Hichilema. Meanwhile, Zambia's broadcast regulator reinstated the license of the private Movie TV, suspended last month over what it called unfair and unbalanced election reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says she could resume campaigning in a couple of days after aides said she suffered from pneumonia, causing cancellation of a California fundraiser Monday and an abrupt exit Sunday from anniversary commemorations marking the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Medical ethicist Arthur Kaplan said the handling of medical records by candidates for high office needs to be changed.
What I favor is having an independent group of physicians examine presidential and vice presidential candidates, release their opinion or release what they find. We can argue about which would be sufficient, but it's the independence that's crucial.
Clinton's Republican opponent, businessman Donald Trump, said he hopes the 68-year-old Clinton gets well soon. The 70-year-old Trump said he plans to release results of a physical exam he had in the past week. The U.S. Defense Department Monday confirmed a U.S. airstrike killed Islamic State leader and spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnani in northern Syria last month. The news came after a lengthy assessment of the targeted strike. Police in southeast Turkey said a car bombing Monday in the city of Van wounded nearly 50 people. It was not immediately clear who was responsible. The explosion came a day after the government dismissed nearly 30 mayors in the mainly Kurdish southeast because of alleged ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte Monday said he wants all U.S. special forces out of his country's southern region, where they've been advising local troops battling Muslim extremists for 14 years.
They have to go. They have to go in Mindanao. Maraming mga puti doon. They have to go. I do not want a rift with America, but they have to go.
Mr. Duterte blamed the U.S. for the restiveness of Muslim militants in the region, but did not set a deadline. The statement came a week after he stirred controversy by using a vulgarity aimed at President Obama that caused the U.S. leader to cancel a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of an Asian summit in Laos. Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron announced Monday he's resigning from Parliament, ending a political career weeks after he lost the June 23rd referendum on Britain staying or leaving the European Union.
With modern politics, with the circumstances of my resignation, it isn't really possible to be a proper backbench MP as a former Prime Minister. I think everything you do will become a big distraction and a big diversion from what the government needs to do for our country.
The 49-year-old Cameron's decision will trigger a by-election in his Oxfordshire constituency in central England. South African President Jacob Zuma has paid more than $500,000 to the state after the country's highest court ordered him to repay a reasonable percentage of the cost of upgrades to his private home unrelated to security. The improvements included a swimming pool and amphitheater. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.